Good morning, students. School is in session. Thank you for joining us here on Lancer Radio, streaming live from the campus of Pasadena City College at www.lancerradio.org. I'm Gabriel Perez here in the studio with the lovely Gina Harris. Gina, how are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored and great to be here today on this gorgeous day.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Very often we've been told the way to success is to go to a four-year university to get your bachelor's, and then you'll be able to get a job. But these days, that's just getting more and more difficult.
It actually is, and quite expensive, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Debt is a huge thing. And so we're here to tell you today about that there's more paths to a career than you might realize. So today we're bringing you special coverage of the Career Technical Education Day, live from John Burroughs High School, where some of PCC's CTE programs, that's Career Technical Education programs, as well as other educational institutions, will be on hand to provide information to students with information about their CTE programs. Lancer Radio's own Sarah Barker and San Edom are there as well, representing Lancer Radio on the television and radio program. And our reporter in the field, Chris Vinnan, will be joining us shortly, and he'll be talking to students, parents, faculty, and anyone at the school, give us a picture of what's happening.
And very excited to hear more of what's going on out there. Chris, are you out there yet? Maybe he's not just quite ready yet. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, Gabe, tell me about your experience here, because you're like, been through the radio program because you're on the air. So can you tell me what's your experience been like here?
Well, mine's been interesting. It's I can actually hear him.
Hello?
Chris, hey, you there, Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Chris, yeah.
Hello. Gabe, how have you been?
Hey, Chris.
Everything is great out here.
Oh, awesome. We're glad to hear that. We're glad to have you with us. It's great here in the studio. You know, we're really excited to learn about everything that you're going to be covering today, the programs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people here. I mean, there is a lot of people here, and it's a big event here. It's really promoting, you know, just finding a job. And I mean, based off of what I saw when I walked in there, and actually we have someone here with us. Looks like she's the one who's running the event. Her name is Diana, and she's basically in charge of CTE Day. So if Diana would be willing to talk right now and just answer some questions, just so everyone, all the listeners out there, know what CTE Day is and what its purpose is. And Diana, I wanted to ask you, since I just mentioned that, could you tell us what the purpose of CTE Day is?
Okay. So CTE stands for Career Technical Education, and it's a day for our high school students, grades 9 through 12, to go through and learn about different career paths and opportunities once they graduate high school. We have different industry areas, such as your area, arts, media, and entertainment, to health sciences, apprenticeship programs, community colleges. Employers are here to hire students that need jobs while they go through continuing their education, so just a variety of opportunities.
And how'd you guys go about selecting, you know, the schools and, you know, the institutions that are present here today? Did they reach out to you guys, or did you reach out to them?
I start reaching out to the schools in October. I try to start with the community colleges because I was a community college student myself, so I really believe in what that's all about. And then from there, I try and think about different industry areas that are where there's jobs for people that live in this area. And then I go to certain schools like makeup schools and arts, media, and entertainment, film schools. Then I go to different career training opportunities such as Burbank Adult School, American Career College, Everest, that are more specific to pharmacy tech or some of the technical training areas that maybe a community college may or may not offer. But I do the outreach to recruit them to come.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds like it's a lot of work. And you mentioned that you reach out a lot to, local labor opportunities that you're trying to provide, you know, students here. Could you mention what some of those are?
The labor market opportunities, like entry level right out of high school, we have Burbank Water and Power, which has entry level employment opportunities, apprenticeships once they're 18. H&R Block, when they're 18, will hire. Ralph's Supermarkets will hire. And labor market, meaning, you know, in Southern California, where are the jobs? Where are the demands in the next 5 to 10 years? Where will employment opportunities be? in the STEM areas, you know, just different health sciences, kind of looking to those areas and labor market needs to make sure students are getting aware of the training opportunities that they'll have to have beyond high school to get those jobs.
Yeah, because you need preparation if you want to live, right?
Right. It's hard to make it on $8 an hour. And, you know, with some of these programs through the community colleges, certificate programs, associate degrees, then I do have Woodbury and CSUN, some of the transfer options for students that want to further more education. But you got to be thinking about your future. You know, it's tough enough just to make it in this world. You might as well do it and being happy and fulfilled in a career path.
And what better way to get students to start thinking about their future than placing their opportunities right here, right in front of them? Well, I want to say thank you, Diana, for agreeing to be interviewed, and I guess I'm going to continue with the program, and I'm hoping to talk to some students too.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Anyways, back there in the studio, do you guys want to go ahead and, you know, brief listeners what the CTE program actually is?
Yeah, sure, Chris. Actually, the CTE program is how did you describe it, Gene? It's like an educational, I was describing it as an alternate path, but.
Yeah, it's an alternate pathway, an alternate educational pathway, instead of having to go to a four-year university, because a lot of people, I mean, let's get real, a lot of students, some just aren't cut out for continuing on to school. And a lot of people work well with hands-on situations. And what these certificate programs do, they actually allow you to dive in to the programs that you're actually going to be doing. So, for instance, I'm in the television operations program. So, first few classes that I got to be in, I was in an actual television studio, hands-on to the TriCaster, which is a switcher, and a television camera, and just all kinds of neat little stuff, the audio board. And we actually
get to dive in and,
yeah,
and get your hands dirty.
Exactly. You get to dive in and learn how to operate this equipment right off the bat. And then, of course, you get the information on, you know, you get your education from it, but you actually get to touch the equipment.
Like,
so
on the job training.
Exactly. Yeah. So it will hold your interest more because you're learning by doing. And our teachers here are great. So,
oh yes, I definitely agree with that.
they're so passionate, especially in our program. I can only vouch for our program, but they're so passionate about what they're teaching and what they're doing, and very passionate about the student success here. So,
I've seen that across campus too. I've been to a couple different schools before winding up here at PCC, and I actually found that the community here and the teachers and everything really, really comes together well. And the teachers do really seem to care about the students a lot. So I was very excited to find that here, because that unfortunately doesn't exist across the board. You know, what was interesting, he was talking to Diana right now, the young lady, and she mentioned the labor market. And Gina, you had found a website. Could you pull that up maybe and tell us? There was some interesting information there that talked about the job market actually related to that.
Right. Yeah, actually, it is pretty cool. It's on the Pasadena website, pasadena.edu/CTE/CA_CFM, but basically on our website,
hey, Chris,
if you go to the
I'm ready. I have someone to interview.
If you go to the CTE website, there is a list of all the programs that are offered, and it gives the program description and the occupational profiles. And if you click on the occupational profile, like I just did, automotive specialty technicians, it gives you tells you what you will learn in this program, and it will also give you the job outlook of the program. If it's bright, if it's not so bright, it's pretty cool.
And that's definitely helpful. I think Chris has another person he'd like to speak with. Let's get Chris out. Chris, how's it doing out there?
Well, it's hot, but I'm under like a plastic or something. But everything's good over here. The weather is fine under this plastic. And I'm here with, if you could go ahead and say your name, please.
Danielle Kelman.
Danielle Clement. And she's here. She's a student here at John Burroughs High School. And I'm about to interview her because she approached the table like a little curious George and was very, you know, was very just excited about what we had to offer here. You know, she grabbed like five brochures, I think seven, right, for each of your...
It was seven.
Yeah, for each of her family members. For what?
I might get another one.
Okay, wow. Overachiever.
That's exciting.
But yeah, I just wanted to ask her, you know, what some of her interests were in the radio world, and if you could please tell me what those are.
Well, I like broadcasting because in middle school I did a broadcasting program, and I was an anchor, and I just think it's really fascinating and interesting.
Yeah, what was that broadcasting program in your middle school? What was that?
Well, it was in Florida because I just moved from there. But, yeah, it was just like the morning announcements and stuff like that. So ever since then, I've been interested in it.
Wow, so you moved from Florida. People usually move to Florida to die, but you did the opposite? Oh, well.
No, I'm not dead. I'm very much alive. So.
Okay, well, if you don't believe that she's alive, I promise you she is. You just heard her voice. She's living. And I wanted to have you pick from this bag. Have you gone inside yet to the career technical?
Yes, I have.
Did you find anything that you were interested in or any other departments or any other institutions that you were thinking about, you know, getting yourself involved in?
Some film schools and stuff like that, but...
Yeah,
this is very interesting.
Oh, really? You're into film. What film school's in there? Were you looking at?
I think it was in New York. I think it was something with New York.
The New York Film Academy?
Yeah.
Cool. What about them, you know, called your attention?
Well, I'm an actress, so that was like, I'd like to also know what happens behind the camera, too.
Wow. That's really cool. So you like to do everything
Behind
on that. Wow. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed, and sorry to take you away from your lollipop, and I'll see you later. Good luck on your life, and take more brochures if you want. Take 14, 20, whatever.
Hey,
but, that was her, and if we could go back to the studio, because there are so many students here, and I just want the opportunity to go ahead and grab some more for you guys to listen to.
Hey, Chris, could we have a quick word with you, though?
Chris, you should have. Told her about our great performing arts theater here. We have a great program,
man.
In theater arts and cinematography. We have a film program. We have all of that. Chris, you got to sell us up, man.
No, we're doing a great
job
out
there right now. Oh, she's still right here. We have a good film program also at PCC. There's a lot of classes available for all your, everything that you want to get
all your
into,
acting
it's
needs.
All available at PCC. She heard me. She's writing it down right now as we speak. She's writing it down in a little notepad. But, I'll make sure to mention that to future people that are, you know, interested in, you know, okay, getting into all those fields. Because you're right, PCC does have a lot to offer. We have, a big diversity of programs. And, I want to go back to you guys because there are a bunch of people walking around with black eyes. And that's actually part of one of the makeup boots that's here at the CTE day. They're, you know, just putting makeup. They're putting blood and fake bruises on people, you know, promoting.
Wow,
abuse.
Really? That must be horrifying
to
look at.
Me. Yeah, they're promoting physical abuse, if anything. And there's actually a guy right here dressed as a nurse. There's a guy dressed as a nurse. Would you be willing to be interviewed for a quick second, sir?
Hey, Chris.
So what's your name?
Chris,
Hi, my name is Patrick.
Oh, guys, this is Patrick. He's a future nurse. Where'd you grab that little nurse cap from?
Well, they have this West College thing, and they just gave out free hats, but they're out of it.
Oh, well, sounds like you're saved by the bell. Does that mean you have to go to class or whatever, or are you just one of those kids that's like, eh?
Well, I mean, yeah, I gotta go to class. Honestly, I don't want to go, but, you know, I have to go.
All right, well, we're saved by the bell. He has to go to class, and that's Chris back to the studio. And we'll see you guys after the break, it sounds like.
All right. Well, that was great hearing from Chris. Listen, we just want to tell you about our dental hygiene applications. Looking for a new career with an average salary of $70,000 a year? Pasadena City College and a dental hygiene program is now accepting applications. Applications are accepted through April 1st, 2014. For more information and applications, call 626-585-3308. This is Lancer Radio coming to you live from www.lancerradio.org.
The Learning Assistance Center is designed to offer academic support for students and promote scholastic success. All students at Pasadena City College have free access to the Learning Center located in the D building, room 300. The learning facility is open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9:45 p.m., Fridays till 3:45 p.m., and also available for students on Saturdays, 9 a.m. till 2:45 p.m. For more information, call 626-585-7230.
Looking for a great deal? Love finding that little something special? Come to Pasadena City College the first Sunday of every month for the best flea market in town. Voted Pasadena Weekly's Reader's Choice 3 years in a row, PCC's Flea Market has over 400 vendors and free admission. PCC Flea Market, the first Sunday of every month from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, go to www.pasadena.edu/flea market.
I love it. Dramatic music to come in this time. After speaking with somebody that was, well, actually the last person was from the nursing department, but we had an actor that was interested in film and cinematography. And I just wanted to mention that Pasadena City College has all of that. We have a theater arts department, a television and radio department, a dance department, a music department, and you know, we had the grand opening of our brand new state-of-the-art performing arts center, and it is awesome.
It is a gorgeous building. I'm Gabriel Perez here with Gina Harris on Lancer Radio. We're streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. And today we're bringing you coverage of the CTE that's
out at John Burroughs High School. We have Chris Vinon out in the field trying to round people up and see what people are looking for, you know, as far as their education, what kind of career they're going into, and trying to get a hold of people of like the different instructors, and actually talking to the different vendors that are out there trying to recruit students into their programs.
So it sounds like Chris has somebody that he's ready to speak to. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys? Earlier, before we went on the break, I was mentioning that I saw a lot of people walking around with black eyes and bloody noses and whatnot. So I actually have the person here who's responsible for that. He's not the one who's punching the kids. He's just the one who's putting the makeup on the children. Oh, not him. But if you could go ahead and explain that to us, please.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My name is Jarrell. I work for Makeup Designery. We're a makeup school not too far from here, located in Burbank. And what we do is we teach our students all aspects of applying makeup for television, film, and fashion. So the people that you see with the black eyes and the bloody noses and the bruises, yes, we do that. We did, but we didn't hit them, I promise. We have a graduate who's here, and she graduated from our multimedia program, and she's the one who did that. And we teach things like that, special effects, ball caps, facial hair, injury simulation, cuts, bruises, scars, bullet wounds, blood tubing. That's what we do. We also teach about the business of the industry, which we realize is an important part of being a makeup artist. An important part of doing anything in life is understanding the business of what you're doing. That's what we teach. Yeah.
Well, that's great. It seems like you guys know what you guys are trying to do here today. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what is your goal for today? Do you have a specific amount of students that you want to reach? Or, I mean, just even talk about that, you know, do you want to reach students out there? How many people would you like to recruit?
Well, we don't really have a goal. What we want to do is we want to let the students know that we are here in the area. We're, again, not too far from here. And what we want to is want to allow the community, not just the students, but the community of Burbank to know that we are here in the area. And it's more so community outreach for us. So we also want the students to realize that they're are other alternatives out there as far as going to school. There are creative alternatives like doing makeup, styling hair. So we want to offer that as an alternative to other schools.
All right. Well, would you mind if I asked what you do in specific at the school or just, you know, just in life?
Well, I work as an admissions advisor at MUD. I've also taken some of the classes at MUD. So from time to time, I will apply makeup. and more so on the fashion and the beauty side of things. But I work in admissions, so a large part of my job is recruiting. I do a lot of outreach, like going to career fairs, high school fairs, and things like that. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Well, that's awesome. Well, let's go ahead and wait for that bell to end.
That bell. So rude.
Anyways, but, yeah, no, thank you for, you know, agreeing to be interviewed. You were very informative. You let us know what, you know, some of the schools were just doing here because, you know, I bet you if, you know, someone had no idea what was going on here, they would be a little confused as to what the heck everyone's doing.
See bruises. If they see the bruises, they'd really be confused.
Yeah.
We had an incident at the nurse's station that didn't go over too well, but it's fun. It's fun.
Wait, could you tell us about that little incident?
Well, we were told that someone walked over to the nurse's station with the bruise, and it kind of created a panic. She didn't know it was an actual makeup, so she thought that parents should be called and some aid needed to be done.
Wow.
But it's just makeup. I promise you, it's just makeup. We haven't hit anyone. There's no actual injuries going on at the makeup artistry table, at makeup designery table. So, yeah. It's all fun. It's all fun.
It's all fun in makeup. It's all fun in makeup.
It's all fun in makeup. I always tell my students, listen, it's makeup, not brain surgery, so have fun. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a nice day, sir.
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
Well, yeah, that you just heard from Jarrell. You heard where he was from, and you heard what he was doing here. And, yeah, I could just, you know, I mean, like, what do you guys know about some of the CTE stuff that's going on here today? All the CTE, I mean, all the businesses here and all the institutions here are CTE-based, and I just wanted to go back to you guys because I want to grab some more of those institutions, grab some more of the students around those tables, and, you know, just bring them onto the airwaves so you guys can know what is going on here at John Burroughs High School on CTE Day.
Well, that sounds great, Chris. And, you know, it's funny that you pulled somebody over that was from a school that does actually makeup because, you know, PCC actually does have a theater arts program. And we do have classes for makeup and stage and screen. And actually, I believe there's a certificate actually in it also, isn't
there? Yeah, there is a certificate in it's listed theater technology, makeup technology. And what's funny about it is the situation he just described at the nurse's station, I had something similar. A friend of mine is actually taking some makeup classes, and she posted a few pictures of her arm on Facebook, like their first day, and it was all bruised. It looked horrible, frankly. I mean, and everyone was just responding, oh, no, are you okay? Are you okay? So I got my own real life experience of that. So, yeah, I can attest to PCC's quality of makeup technology.
So it looks really real, huh?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Some of those stuffs can, I mean, the goal is to make it look
exactly
real for screen and stage. So they really have to pull out all the stops and really frighten you. So
cool. So what are some of the, does it mention some of the classes listed there on their site? Are you there or?
No. I'm mainly looking at the program. You know, the program is designed to take 18 months to complete. So that's, you know, a couple years. You can be more than a couple
years. I'm going to have to go find that. I want to see them in operation.
Well, you were talking about cosmetology earlier, and because, you know, I had just happened to bring that up. And why don't you tell me about your interest in that?
Well, I'm a woman, okay? So got to get your hair done. And it's great to go over there. Like, it's not actually on our campus, but we have a satellite campus called the Community Educational Center. And cosmetology is located over there. It's on Foothill. I see if I can get the address to it real quick. But they do have a cosmetology department. It's 3035 East Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena. And the cosmetology department is great. So if you know, instead of going to a hair salon and spending and, you know, paying exorbitant prices, you can go to the CEC and get your hair done, your nails done for less than half the cost. But anyway, I believe.
That's definitely great.
Yeah, it really is. And all the works are done with students, and it's really good.
Awesome.
All right. So it sounds like Chris has another interview out there. So take it away, Chris.
Hey, guys, what's up? We're back. I mean, thanks for tossing it back out here. And right now we have Lauren C. Lopez with us. She's I mean, I don't even want to introduce you for you. I'd like you to do it yourself.
My name's Lauren Lopez. I'm a Navy recruiter in Burbank. I've been in the Navy for like 7 years, so.
Wow. So, I mean, what are you doing here? You said you've been in the Navy for 7 years, and what's going on? What are you doing right now? What are you doing here on John Burroughs High School?
Just raising awareness for the Navy, for the high school seniors and juniors that, you know, are interested and maybe they want to do something great with their lives, you know? Maybe they need college or they just want to travel and have fun, just trying to help them out with their future.
Yeah, and it is a big reason that you're here because you had such a good experience your last 7 years that you want to, you know, have, you know, other students, you know, do the exact same thing that you did and just have a great time, you know, in the Navy and whatnot?
Yeah, actually, I chose recruiting. I'm actually in navigation. That's my real job in the Navy. And when I was up for shore duty, you know, being able to be on land, I chose recruiting because I wanted to help people with their future and make better decisions. And I've just had such a great time being in the Navy so far, and it's taken great care of me. And I just feel like I can help them out better with their lives, you know?
You navigate for the Navy? Now you want to...
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's really great because I know that if I choose to go back out to sea, I might run into some of these people that, you know, I've helped enlist, and I want them to come up to me and be like, wow, my life has changed, you know? And I love it when people come back from school and they're like, oh, I love it. I went to boot camp, I went to school, you know, I'm about to go to my first ship. I'm really excited, and it's really good. It feels good to know that you're helping people out, you know, that that didn't really either didn't know what they wanted to do, or they wanted to do this, didn't know how to get started. It's just, there's so much opportunity out there in the Navy, and they just love it.
Yeah, and, you know, I hope that a lot of those students here at John Burroughs High School get to find out about all those opportunities, and I wanted to say thank you for taking, you know, your time away from that, you know, to do this, and thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Right, bye. And, guys, we have one more person here with us. Actually, someone from a little familiar place that we all know and love, PCC. If you want to go ahead and tell the audience, in case they don't know what PCC means, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them what PCC stands for.
Hello. Hi, I'm Brianna Tracy. I'm a second-year student at PCC. And for those who know, PCC is Pasadena City College. We're almost like smack dab in Pasadena. It's quite local if you live there. I can't even put it in words. It's so great. I know that some people try to put it down, but don't listen to the negativity.
Yeah.
Because it's a really great school.
Of course, yeah. Everyone that I know loves PCC, but, you know, everyone I know goes to PCC. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, speaking of people that don't go to PCC, could you talk about, you know, what you're trying to do with some of the students here today?
Well, me and my friend, we're pretty much here trying to, like, inform people about PCC, like, the seniors who are here who don't really know where they want to go, or they want to learn more about PCC because they haven't really heard that much about it. So my job here today is to inform them.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I was up by your table, I saw a lot of people asking questions. Could you tell us what some of the most common questions that you've been getting today are?
Well, one of the most common questions was, how do I apply, or what majors you offer? Mm-hmm. I'll say one question was really detailed. It's on, like, he wants, like, Eastern languages, or it's like, it's like, wow, like Korean, Chinese. He was asking so much questions about it.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. You know, I wish we could ask you more about languages because there are so many languages in the
many.
World. Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and I have to bring it back to the studio. But thank you so much for taking your time out today from recruiting students. Thank you.
Thank
and I'll see you around PCC,
see
hopefully.
Around.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Thanks,
all right, guys.
Chris.
If we could, yeah, you're welcome.
All right, well, let's talk about Pasadena City College and the Association of Latino Employees present the Salsa Night Mixer and Fundraiser. The evening includes a one-hour salsa lesson, light refreshments, and more. Salsa Night takes place Friday, that's today, February 21st at 8:30 p.m. at the Lumina Academy located in Pasadena. Tickets are $10. For more information or to RSVP, contact Grace Santiago at GXSANTIAGO at pasadena.edu. And we're going to take a quick break here, but right after we come back, we're going to return to John Burroughs High School, where we continue talking about Career Technical Education Day that's going on over there, and we'll bring you more information about that. I'm Gabriel Perez here with Gina Harris. We're streaming live on Lancer Radio at www.lancerradio.org.
The Career Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu, then select Student Services, then Career and Jobs, or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You're always welcome.
Perez, and this is Lancer Radio, streaming to you live at www.lancerradio.org. Hey, we are broadcasting live today from John Burroughs High School. We have Chris Vinnan out in the field talking to the high school students at the CTE Day, which is a Career Technical Education Day, where this is an alternative route instead of going to a four-year university to, you know, try to get you into that workplace a little faster.
All right, let's go to Chris on the field. Chris, what you got for us?
What I have for you here is a big man. He's very tall. He's a lot taller than me. I'm looking up at him right now, not because I respect him, but because he's physically taller. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, what's your name?
Ovik Simonian.
All right, and what grade are you here at John Burroughs High School?
12th grade.
Senior. 12th grade. Wow, senior. And have you gone inside yet? Have you seen some of the tables here today at CTE Day?
Yes, I have.
Would you mind telling me what tables interest you, or?
There's this one about community colleges that are pretty cool. There's this one about surgical technicians. Those were a couple.
Are you looking and getting into surgery or anything? I mean,
a pediatrician, hopefully.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And you know, I wanted to go ahead and wanted to just prove to the people that are listening right now, like what CTE Day it does. You know, you can find your interests. So I wanted to have you pick from this bag of stuff that I went inside, walked around, just pulled a bunch of free stuff off the tables, no questions asked. If you could go ahead and please just pull something and tell me whether or not it interests you, or if it's something that you would consider, you know, being a part of.
I pulled this future nurse hat. Sure, why not, if pediatrics doesn't work out for me.
could you go ahead and put that on, and I could they can't see you, but it's more for me.
Sure.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's a future nurse. I see that. I see that suits you. I gotta say. No one's noticing, but I notice, and I'm sure you noticed. And if you could, want to go ahead and tell me, what about the community colleges, you know, really interested you?
Because
there are so many, you know. I mean, what about the ones specifically today?
Mostly that. It's just that. It's more of a good school to transfer to, like a university. So like it preps you. That's what interests me mostly.
Yeah. So you're looking at, you know, just getting some preparation before making a big transfer. Like, I mean, what kind of universities are you interested in?
A couple of out of country universities. Some like CSUN.
Wow.
CSUN's interesting me.
CSUN's not out of the country.
Well, like this, the one inside.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. CSUN's a great school. I mean, what particularly are you, like, do you want to do with your life? Besides, you know, the major that you were telling me about earlier.
I don't know. Hopefully open up a business or something afterwards.
Wow.
Like, retire at, like, 50 or something.
Yeah, that sounds nice. But is it possible? Is it possible? Because it's all about how you look at it.
It's definitely possible.
It is possible. Okay, guys. And with those words of encouragement and, you know, just perseverance, if anything. I'd like to go back to the studio so I can have some time to go ahead and grab another student out here so we can, you know, find out what they want to do in their life.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. That was really interesting, you know, and it, 12th grade is what he said, right? And already knows that he thinks he wants to be a pediatrician. That's a very specific,
very specific
career path.
Yeah, exactly. But that's great. But he also wants to retire by his 50s, by the time he's 50. So he's got, you know, if he does it right, he can do that. But, you know, if he's going to be a pediatrician, I doubt if he's going to want to retire his 50. I don't think he's going to want to. I think he's going to enjoy it.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know, working with kids.
But they're not here.
I guess that's how it works. But let's mention real quick, we haven't talked about it. So you can go on PCC's website. It's located at pasadena.edu/CTE. Mm-hmm. C as in cat, CTE. And you can check out all of the different programs that Pasadena City College offers. And we are represented out there today in the field by our Lancer Radio crew, and I think a few other programs are out there as well. But we do have a lot of programs. Gina, why don't you name a couple of them for us?
Wow. Well, you already know radio and television, which is great, but there's also film and cinema. There is, accounting, automotive technology. There is biology, technology, and I'm just naming some of the different certificates that we offer, the certificates of achievement. Let's go down the list. There's computer information systems. You know, you can even get, Cisco certified here. For a computer, you know, as a technician and stuff like that. Fire technology, fashion design. Electronic technology. There's just, I think there's
journalism, medical.
Yeah. There's just
radiology.
Tons.
That's very specific.
dental hygienists and dental assistants. Food preparation. Hospitality. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, and there's so much out there. I really think, this CTE day is really valuable. Actually, you know, I didn't have anything like this in my high school, and when I left high school and started college, I really had no idea. It took me a very long time. I'm sure a lot of people go through that, but it took me a very long time to figure out what I wanted. And it was actually when I came here and started the radio program that I was like, wow, I never knew this was a thing you could do, you know?
Exactly.
And as I look at the list of programs that are offered, I'm like, you know that they're out there, but you never think about how people find their way into those professions.
Right. Yeah. There's so many. But anyway, I believe Chris has somebody out there and he's ready to come back and talk to us. So Chris, what you got?
Hi, how are you? I'm here because I have Jay Valdez. I'm just reading the name off her sweatshirt. And she's the bravest one of her friend group. She's the only one that was willing to come on to radio. But, you know, I just wanted to have you introduce yourself, you know, onto the airwaves to all of our listeners, who you are and, who are you?
I'm Jasmine Valdez, and I'm a sophomore at John Burroughs High School.
Oh, you're a sophomore, so it's a little, do you think it's too early for you to be looking at some of the tables and all the opportunities here at CTE Day?
No, it's never too early.
Yes, I like that attitude. If you could go ahead and pick from this bag of just of stuff that I stole from tables, free stuff, candy. I ate all the candies. There's no candy in there. But if you could go ahead and just pick from any of the flyers or anything, tell me if what you pull out interests you.
That toothbrush.
Does that interest you?
Yeah. Gotta clean your teeth.
Yeah, but I pulled this from the table. There's a nice dentist lady giving away these toothbrushes because she's trying to recruit people to her dentist, like to her dental school. And I was wondering, is that something that would interest you? Is that a career path you would want to take or consider taking?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't keep it. It's my toothbrush.
Oh.
But anyway.
Very nice.
But what are your interests? What do you like to do? Have you thought about a major? I know you're only a sophomore, but like you said, it's never too early to be thinking about things like that.
I want to do broadcasting and also criminal justice.
Wow. So you found your place, huh?
I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think about the table? What do you think about me? You know, what do you think about what we're doing here at Lancer Radio? It's a student-run radio up at PCC. Was that something that you'd like to do when you got to your university or college?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think it's really cool I love music, so that's really cool.
Really? What kind of music are you into? What do you like?
Like Beyonce, One Direction, Bruno Mars,
cool.
Like that type of stuff.
Could you go ahead and sing us a little bit?
I'm not a singer.
All right. You want to save that for, let Beyonce do her thing and you do your thing, which is broadcasting. And, well, I just wanted to say thank you very much for agreeing to be on the air. And,
Thank you.
Sorry you can't keep the toothbrush. You have one at home. All right. See ya. Have a nice day. And that was, you heard a lot about her, and there's a lot of students like that who are not exactly seniors and are not on the spot about choosing, you know, where they want to go next year. They're not really, I don't know how to explain it, but they're just like, there's a sort of sense that you can tell from their auras that they don't know what they're looking for, but CTE Day is helping them find their life path, like the person we just talked to now. She just stumbled upon Lancer Radio, and, you know, that's something she could put on her resume. It's a good piece of experience being on the air. She wants to be a broadcast journalist, and, you know, what an experience. And, so speaking of broadcasting, I'd like to go back to the studio because I want to go ahead and find some more students and some more faculty members to interview about the great event that is CTE Day.
Chris, that's great. You know, and what I find interesting with the students that you've been bringing, they actually know what they want to do, and they're very specific about it.
Yeah, that's really odd.
I'm like, man, is it the sign of the times or what? I mean, the young lady wanted to go into broadcasting and into, what was it?
Criminal justice.
I'm like, did you just interview the next Judge Judy?
Judge Jasmine, I think was her name.
Judge Jasmine, that's it, you know?
You know, it's really interesting. I mean, I think that probably just goes to show how valuable this CTE Day is as a, to students. Because as a sophomore, I can't, you know, to have that clear a plan already. I mean, I know I was already amazed by the senior who wanted to be a pediatrician, but now I'm like, she's a sophomore.
Exactly.
Like, wow. And you know, her attitude about it, which you commented on it, like, no, it's never too early. And that's a great attitude to have. And I really really have to give credit to these programs, I think, for bringing this information to students and making them aware so that they can have a path to walk.
And that is a great leeway into the Pathways program. And I believe they're actually out there today. Pasadena City College has a Pathway program where I believe it's a first year experience. And I believe it's a first year experience for high school students. From when they come from high school, they go into this program and they focus on the math, the English, and the science, and they have tutors and they just kind of mold them and help them along and put them in this intensive program to help them through their first year of college. And it's pretty awesome. And I've been fortunate enough to see some of the results from, you know, what these kids
really
do, and it's pretty darn awesome.
So how does it work exactly? I mean, they give them, they mentor them. Do they also kind of guide them in a profession, or like, are they starting classes that are towards their major or whatever?
No, actually, it's their GEs, and they just help them. Basically, when they go into the Pathways program, they help them get their classes. and the main classes, the real big classes that everybody has, their GEs, you know, like the English 1As, all of the transferable stuff that sometimes is really hard to get into. There's lots of sections of it, but sometimes they just fill up really fast. But they help them get into those classes, and then they help them through those classes. So And there's actually special sections for the Pathway students. And then they have special projects that they are assigned in this class, and they work as a group and to work on these projects, and they do get special help. So it's actually very, very cool. So
awesome.
Anyway, well, goodness, time is running by here. The Jackie Robinson Lecture Series, in celebration of Black History Month, Pasadena City College, in association with the Jackie Robinson Lecture Series, presents Reflections on 12 Years a Slave and the California Court System. The event takes place on Thursday, February 27th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in PCC's Creveling Lounge. For more information, contact Dr. Christopher Jimenez and West at 626-585-7233. 1-800-236-2636. You're listening to Lancer Radio at www.lancerradio.org. We will be right back with you in just a few moments.
The Athletic Zone supports student athletes in their academic, social, and athletic endeavors. We encourage students to become vested members in the academic community and utilize the vast resources at Pasadena City College. Our objectives are to assist students in adjusting to life at the community college level, establishing sound study habits, and developing appropriate academic and career plans. The PCC student athlete values a quality education and the responsibilities required of them to succeed at the next level. The zone is located in GM 112A on the first floor of the east side of the Hutto-Patterson Gymnasium. Services include academic counseling and advising, tutorial services, transfer services, career planning, speakers workshops, and peer advising. The zone is open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. For more information, stop by GM112A or call us at 626-585-3115.
Welcome back to school.
Hey.
I'm Gabriel Perez here with Gina Harris in the studio, streaming live on Lancer Radio at www.lancerradio.org. Today we're bringing you live coverage of the John Burroughs High School CTE, that's Career Technical Education Day, where students are brought program information about different technical programs are available at local institutions like PCC,
yes!
For example, which we have been talking about a plethora of programs that are the plethora. I really like the P sound, I guess. The plethora of programs available at PCC.
Yes. So. Yes. These are alternative paths in order to get an education to actually get you out into the workforce instead of going directly into a four-year university.
And we've got some students out there who I think are looking to do just that. And our Chris Vinan out in the field is with them. Chris?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Thank you for coming back to me. I was starting to get a little antsy. But over here right now in front of me, I have Noelle. She's a student here at John Burroughs High School. I just pulled her from the CTE day, and I just wanted to, you know, talk with her, and I wanted to see what it is that you're interested in here. Have you gone inside, actually?
Yes, I've gone inside, and so far I'm really interested in the Cosmetology School of Marinello.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the school that was doing...
like nails and
yeah.
hair and skin care.
Awesome. Is there, did you get your nails done or anything?
Oh, they're already done. I painted them myself. I love doing my nails.
Oh, wow. Yeah, could you tell us about your nails? Because they can't see them.
Well, they're kind of long, you know. I've been growing them out, but they're my real nails.
Those are your real nails?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And,
wow.
Yeah, it took like almost a year, and I just love doing them. It's so much fun, so that's why I'm into the whole beauty thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you think your nails got you? You say that you think your nails got you into?
I'm just so interested in taking care of myself, hair-wise, and nails and everything, mm-hmm. Beauty-related stuff. It's really awesome.
No, that's really cool. And I mean, do you feel that CTE helped you find out that, you know, that you can pursue your interests in that
yeah.
manner? Yeah.
For sure.
So would you recommend CTE Day to people who have never even heard of it and don't even know what it is?
Oh, yeah. I think they'd be really into it. I totally recommend it.
Well, thank you very much. And that's
thank
all the
you.
Time we have because we have other people here that we'd like to interview. But thank you very much, Noelle.
No problem.
Her friend here, Claudia, she doesn't want to go on the air. But, yeah. Well, thank you very much,
no
Noelle.
Problem.
Thanks. And I'll see you around and hope that your beauty thing goes to you. It goes well. And... hello, guys. Right now, we have another person here with us. He's actually, I'm not even going to introduce him. I'd like him to introduce himself, tell you about who he is and, you know, who he's representing here at CTE Day at John Burroughs High School.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Kyle Springer, and I'm a member of the Burbank Fire Department. And basically, I'm also an instructor with the ROP program, which in a nutshell is an opportunity for high school age students to get exposure and training in the fire service.
All right, and have you guys have a lot of students come up to your guys' table interested in joining the ROP program?
Absolutely. Always the fire department gathers quite a bit of interest, and the students looking at careers are always interested in what they could do in the preparation for a career in the fire service.
Awesome. And what do you think it is about the fire department that, you know, just attracts people to it? You know, students here at the high school today specifically. Well, I mean, what is it? What do you think?
Well, I think in general, you know, everybody comes up and mentions that since they were a child, you know, the fire department is always appealing to them. They see a fire engine go down the street, and it piques their interest. And basically, we have the luxury and the ability to help people out on their worst day, and we're problem solvers, and it's an appealing program or a career to be a part of and have that ability to assist people in their time of need.
Yeah, and I mean, so today, basically, you're assisting students in finding their life path, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, my main purpose here today is to put a little focus on the ROP program that's available to these high school students right at their own high school.
Yeah.
And the Burbank Fire Department works very closely with the counselors and the ROP instructors, and we have a number of our fire department members that are instructors in this program. So the students get high school credits for participating, but ultimately what they are participating in is a hands-on entry-level exposure to the tools and equipment, to the types of training and evolutions that entry-level firefighters do as well.
Well, I hope you guys have a lot of new entry-level firefighters, and that's all the time we have, because we have another person that we'd like to interview here, but thank you very much for, you know, donating your time to answering some questions.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a nice day, sir. How are you? And once again, we have a familiar face from a familiar Pasadena City College, and if you could go ahead and introduce yourself to all the listeners out there, let them know who you are and know what you're about and what you're doing here today.
Hi, guys. My name is Kelsey Gustin. I'm with the Outreach Office at PCC, and currently we're at John Burroughs School today to basically give out information to the high school students about the different programs that we offer at PCC and the different programs and majors and, you know, just the different classes and opportunities that are available at our school. A lot of the frequently asked questions that we get are what do we do on campus, what kind of activities do we have, how is it, you know, trying to get out of school, like what programs do we have that are able to, you know, push the high school students through their college experience and get them out of PCC and, you know, into a Cal State or UC. And a lot of times, you know, we talk about the Pathways program and how it's helped a lot of our first year students get through their, you know, first year at PCC and move on and be able to, you know, finish their AA degree and move on to a different school and, you know, finish and go into their career and whatever they want to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you feel like one of the big goals of, I mean, one of your big goals and one of the overall, you know, goals of Pasadena City College, do you feel it is to get students to, you know, just pass through PCC and get onto the, you know, the track that they want to get onto, you know, I mean, depending on the university that they'd like to go on?
Yes and no. Being at PCC is definitely experience, and for a lot of the programs that we have at PCC, we want a lot of the students at PCC to experience them, along with Pathways, any clubs that you want to be in, experience. I would definitely recommend to any of these high school students that they should go into a club, you know, see if there's any programs that are, you know, associated with their major at PCC. You know, get that PCC Lancer experience.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then move on to their college. Not just pass through, you know, get your classes, get out. I think PCC is a great opportunity for anyone who decides they want to go to a community college. And we have a lot to offer, so.
Yeah, you guys do have a lot to offer, and I hope that, you know, everyone who's here today gets to know about everything that PCC does have to offer. And I hope that a lot of people decide on going to PCC and that the goal that, I mean, that you're trying to accomplish today, CTE Day, you know, is reached. I hope so. All right, well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for dedicating your time today, and thank you.
You too.
All right, good luck. See ya. And guys, if you would mind, I'd like to toss it back to the studio. Well, actually, hold on. We have one enthusiastic student here. If you could go ahead and, you know, tell the audience and everyone who's listening your name.
I'm Clarissa.
Clarissa, okay. And what grade are you here at JBHS?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman at JBHS.
Yeah, all right. JBHS.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think it's a little too early for you to be looking at, you know, career opportunities and career choices?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. I was kind of hoping for the answer, like, no, it's never too early. I'm always ready. I'm already looking.
It's never too early.
Thank you. Well, you know, is there anything that you have in mind that you'd like to do to pursue? Do you have any idea of what you want to do with your life until you die? Sorry about that last depressing part there.
Oh, no, I'm just following YOLO.
YOLO, just
yeah.
Living life on the edge. You don't look both ways before you cross the street, because you know what? Whatever, you only live once, right?
Yeah, not all the time. Sometimes I do.
Well, since you have nothing in mind, specifically, I'd like to ask you to just reach into this bag of stuff that I stole from everyone's table when they weren't looking, and just please go ahead and put your hand in there, and well, let me just shake it up. Let me just shake it up a little bit more. Like, just keep shaking it. Keep. There we are. And go ahead and pull something out and tell me.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Ooh, what is that?
I don't know.
Well, let's go ahead and read it. It's from WyoTech, and it says, fire up your future, and it has something to do with cars.
Ooh. Right?
Would you ever want to do something with cars?
Probably not.
Probably not. Well, let's not end on that.
Okay.
Well. Well, I want to say thank you. I want you to take this and
okay,
go find that table and, you know, try to spark your interest in the automobile industry. And I want to say thank you for donating your time to speaking on the air today. And we'd like to go back to the studio because CTE Day is coming to a close. And because of that, our show must come to a close. And I just want to say thank you to the school. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
and,
guys.
All right. I'll see you.
Well, that was a great event. Thanks, Chris, for all of your help out there and talking to the students and some of the faculty members that were out there. Gabe. Hey.
Well, Gina, I mean, I think we've really seen today how that CTE Day really helps out students, you know, pick out the direction they want to go in life and find a career, really. You know, it's really eye-opening to see, especially how young they are getting started. At least, not getting started, but at least knowing, kind of knowing what direction they're going to be going in.
They want to go into, and actually, I think that's awesome, because I kind of knew when I wanted, but this is really great. And you know, here at Pasadena City College, we have so many programs to look at. So that's all we have. For us today, this is Gina Harris, and
I'm Gabriel Perez. Thank you for joining us here on this coverage on Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds, broadcasting and streaming live at www.lancerradio.org.